the rest of the story. Anthropologists have learned much of what they know about primitive human societies by studying the tribal cultures of today, which had ancient origins. The less such peoples have been influenced by modern civilization, the better ideally we would observe them from the greatest possible distance. Well, David Mann, a scholar at the University of South Florida, has discovered a way to eavesdrop on surviving primitive cultures. He plants microphones throughout their territories. He records their rituals and their languages as expressed in the course of their daily lives. They sing, he has learned, and much more than anyone would guess. In fact, the hardships, even the calamities, that reduce us to gloomy silence seem only to inspire their songs. A dramatic example of that may be found in recordings David made in August of 2004. As usual, he had surreptitiously set out 10 or so unobtrusive microphones and waited for his nomadic subjects to return to the area. They did, of course, singing, of course, all the more remarkable as there were no birds whatsoever in the remote region. Sometimes a primitive tribe would be musically influenced by indigenous birds singing or wolves howling or something, but not here. Here, the primitive culture itself provided its own musical inspiration. In any event, a storm was coming. You could hear it through the hidden microphones, distant at first and then raging. David Mann and his much-intrigued fellow scientists listened intently, glancing occasionally at the timeline indicator on the playback. That particular part of the recording, it appeared, had been made in the late afternoon. As the storm sounds grew louder, of course, the anxious discourse of the inhabitants became less audible. For hours, the storm roared and then subsided. The scientists leaned closer to the speakers. The recorded voices returned, one calling to another. Though their language had not been completely translated, it was evident that it was being said, "Are you all right?" "Yes, are you all right?" And then the singing, robust, even joyous it seemed, for in the wake of what had sounded like unbelievable destruction, you know, that primitive culture could only lift its voices in happily, utterly unrestrained song. And here is why. The ancient ritual, which had been only briefly interrupted by that frightful storm, was a mating rite, a nightly mating rite. And so, as continually throughout the natural world, was the power of love reaffirmed in that rousing, arousing chorus, in that strangely beautiful love song for a rainy afternoon. But the romantic balladeers themselves, I don't believe you've quite pictured them in your mind. You see, the storm David Mann recorded in August of 2004 was Hurricane Charley, and he had inconspicuously placed his microphones at the bottom of Florida's Charlotte Harbor. David is a biological oceanographer, by the way. But not even those 140-mile-an-hour winds, lashed at waters only 15 feet deep, could deter the raucous singing of David's subjects. The so-called sand sea trout, a primitive culture of fish. Fish sing? Oh, yes, fish sing. Now you know the rest of the story.